I've had the privilege of traveling out to Romania a couple of times to meet the team working out in Cluj and just see the amazing work that they do. And so it's our privilege to hear a bit more. So Chris is going to just introduce that. Thanks, Chris.
Good morning. Feel like the warm-up act, you know. It's like on Friday, I spoke to Phil, and he said, "Do you mind just sharing a little bit about the link with Romania and stuff, you know?" And it was like, right, 21 and a half years. So you know, here goes. But you know, when you're passionate about something, I don't know whether it's football or you know, cricket or rugby or
anything.
Anything, yeah. You can just generally, you've got all the figures in your head, you've got everything there, it's just there, you know, it's part of you and stuff. Well, mission is that for me. So I've spent the last 2 days thinking, well, I better write something down, you know, I better write this, better write that, better write this and stuff, you know. But it doesn't matter because it's on my heart. It's like, you know, 21 and a half years ago, after a morning service, this articulated lorry had turned up, and the church prayed for me, and they chucked me in it, and off I went to Romania. I'd met Liviu about 2 months beforehand for 2 days. I'd been connected with Romania for a couple of years before that, but this was with Operation Christmas Child. Now, you all know the shoebox appeal now, and maybe Liviu will refer to that, but the shoebox appeal started in Romania and with Liviu. And it was an organization from Wrexham, and they needed somebody on the ground out there. So I'd met them, and we got together, and I was selected to go and represent them in Romania. And so that was 21 and a half years ago, bang. Off I go into Romania, across Europe in this articulated lorry and stuff, you know. And God was working in my life at the time, you know. I was sanctification, you know, it's a process and stuff, you know. And I remember there's things that I give glory to God for, you know, because I was still smoking at the time. Yes, I was a Christian, but I was still smoking. And the night before, I was out with my best buddy, and we were chatting away, and we were in the Greek, and we had with Michael at the Greek, we had a nice meal about 3 o'clock in the morning, finished the last cigarette, put 3/4 of a packet of Benson Edges on the bar, left them, and that was the last time I touched a cigarette. And I thank Ecce Homo and Liviu for that, you know, because I went into an environment, you know, that helped me and stuff. But I praise God most of all because he was doing a work in my life. And I spent the next 18 months over in Romania learning a lot of things about God, a lot of things about compassion, a lot of things about love, and a lot of things about Jesus, you know. And through this man, and he had an amazing impact on my life. And there's been a couple of people through my life, you know, Phil's one of them, and Liviu, that have really helped to form me into the man that I am. For God. And anyway, I went over and I did a couple of things. We built a home that was donated by John Langs for children. And now, you know, those children are now 25, 26, you know, and they're going for God, a lot of them. And again, Liv, you might share a little bit about that. So I played a little part in that, you know, making the fabric of the building. And I looked after a few volunteers that came over in the summer, and I helped to set up a sponsorship scheme and stuff, you know. So then I came back after 18 months, and I went to Moorlands, where Caris is busy studying at the moment, and did a theological degree there with a view to go out long-term in other parts of the world and stuff, you know. God also blessed me, as many of you will know, with a beautiful wife. She wasn't my wife then, but I had quite a struggle pulling her out of Romania and getting her over here and stuff, you know. And there's quite a bit of resistance, you know, because they didn't want this old English bloke, you know, that could just, you know, drop her at any time and stuff. But God opened up that door, and we fell in love, And I did a theological degree, and then we came back here to the to Camden to work for our first year. And during our wedding, Christina had done a law degree in Romania and then came to over here when we finished in 1997. She came over in July. We got married in August. And Liviu came to the marriage and spoke. And during that service, Jenny and David Arthy said, "We've got to get something sorted here. We've got to go out and we've got to work with this group." And that started what is now really the current link and some of the involvements that we have with Ecce Homo, because we started going over. We took a group from the church the next year and we went over and visited Ecce Homo and supported them and encouraged them. And then the next year they brought a group of their workers over to here and we blessed them here in the UK. And just bless them as much as we could and spent time with them and encouraged them, because the work is hard, very, very hard and stuff, you know. And so we did that for 5 years, where we would take a group over, they would bring a group back and stuff, you know. Me and Christina had been to Kosovo and stuff during that time and worked over there, and then we came back. And in 2007, we took our first group over to take a summer camp. Now, I'm a great believer in doing work overseas, but it needs to be in a context that it's on an ongoing work. It's pointless us flying over there and doing a load of stuff and singing and dancing with the children and whatever, and then coming back. Liviu works with a lot of underprivileged and children in living in very difficult situations, and the goal of the aim of our project was to work alongside the social workers that spend a lot of time with these children and go over and give them a holiday of a lifetime, but impart a little bit of the love of Jesus and the love of God that is within us. And so that's what we did, and we went over, and then what happened as a result of that, then some children's groups and things like that were started by the social workers and had a real good impact. And a lot of in the poor families, a lot of the children would go back into their families and stuff, and the parents noticed a change in their lives and stuff. And so that was really, really, really encouraging for us that went. You know, there's no age limit. You know, we didn't have an age limit on anybody going. And no, I'm not going to look at you, Jim, and I'm not going to single you out, mate. But, you know, and we took families too, you know. And so complete families came over and served the Lord together in that context, which was real rewarding for them as well and stuff, you know. And that's brought us really up to date. It's been an amazing journey for me. It's embedded in my heart. I've passion for overseas missions. So anybody that knows me knows that I'm always banging on about getting you overseas and stuff. But it's life-changing. It does give you a different perspective on God. It gives you a different perspective on your own world and your own life and how that you can be a blessing in many parts of the world and stuff. And I just, and again, I can't reiterate enough what an impact that. And Liviu has been through many, many trials in the 21 and a half years I've known him. But God has stood by him, and we serve a faithful God and stuff, you know. And many things and many people have tried to bring him down and bring the work down. But God has stood by this faithful man. And like I said, I'm looking at two of the men who have had a massive impact in my life, in my walk with Jesus and stuff, you know. God bless you.
It's you. Thanks, Chris. Thank you. Liviu, let's welcome Liviu. Liviu, I just want to maybe ask a few questions just for you, just to share a little bit about the work. Can you give us a brief overview of the different kind of work that Ecce Homo are involved in Romania, just the different sort of projects that you oversee now?
I'll try to be short.
Yeah, no worries.
In short. Now, when we start in January 1990, it was very interesting, and the story is too long, and I hate to do this, because when I've been young, I've been at once young, I've been hating to all people to come in front to tell all the stories from their youth or wartime or something like this. But I think it's a duty And I'm in debt with you to do this, and I'm in debt with God, and to talk about Him. And thank you very much, Chris. I've never been exalted so high. No, Chris is my friend. He's not. He knows me. When we start, we've been shocked ourselves by the face of the orphanages in Romania. And maybe some of you still remember some of these images, which was inhuman life. Well, we try to do best we can to raise a little the life, the quality of life for these children. And in that time, I've been running a private business, and I stopped my private business for 6 months. And I don't go back, mm-hmm. never, to that place. I'm still in that 6 months. And that God start to open new and new situations, new and new projects in front of us. And we gave the name of the charity, Ecce Homo. It's Behold the Man, the Latin expression used by Pilate. And we say this because all what we try to do, it's for His glory. He's the centrality and the motivation of what we are doing, at least in words. And also it talks about the target, the goals of our work as the people, the human needs, the people in needs. We try to find solutions to some of these difficulties what we go through. And God just keep open in front of us new and new needs, then we are keep going to reach how far and how much we can. Now we work with children. Short after we discovered the situation in orphanages, we realized the poverty moved from orphanages in people's homes because the economy, when the communism failed, the economy failed, and we'd be not competitive in the world market, then the unemployment and starving and I don't know how to define this poverty, but the situation was terrible. I've been praying there, then I will don't.
No worries. Sorry.
Trying to improve the life in orphanages, we come to the point that more and more children have been found in the mornings, tied by the parents, tied by the fences of the orphanages, in order they will get a chance to survive. That is the picture of the family in the years. We can't stay to see. We try to answer with nothing. I've been Christian for many years till that moment. I've been trusting God. He gave us privileges to go through difficulties. And I thought I know God, but I never know Him, a God of endless resources. And this is applied to every culture, every situation, a God of all resources. And He starts to bring resources to us. And we just go further and further and further. And recently we've been in a quite difficult situation in one of the charities we are partnership in from Holland. Because they say, you go too far, you spread too much, you cannot be successful. And we are not looking for success. We are looking to serve. And this is why we try to invite alongside with us, how many people we can invite. Come with us, because the work is large, too large for us. It's that fishing where the nets are close to break. Mm. And God is just bringing alongside. And we are in a situation, all these 25 years, because now we will celebrate. I don't know if we will celebrate. We are enjoying these 25 years of serving. And, well, the nets don't broke. Mm-hmm. But the harvest, it's great. We see the world around. We try to learn to see the world around with His eyes. Then from orphanage, we move to assist families, to build up the families. And then we've moved to old people. Just in my town, there are 6,100 pensioners with a pension of something like 30 pounds. Now try to imagine what means 30 pounds when the life in Romania, the life in Europe, the cost of life in Europe is close, it's quite similar.
Yeah.
They are hopeless, they are with no courage to fight with the struggles, they are confused, and when we last month we bring to 500 of them bag of potatoes, because we've been in elections, they ask us, we supposed to vote with somebody, who is supposed to vote with? I say, with God, because from him he come all the blessings and all the support. And we try to go further, not just bringing a bag of potatoes, but to bring the gospel. And one project we are doing now, in next week, is for those who can't read because of weak eyes, we provide radios. Then they are able to listen the voice of the gospel, a Christian radio program. And it's a strange and naive way of assisting them, but it's a blessing, bring it straight to their, in their home and their life. And our project, in fact, is this. We try to bring the gospel through the doors which are open already in front of us. Yeah, it says we'll break the walls, but we don't come so far. We try to go through the open doors. Now the poverty, the despair, the confused situation are still a large door open for us in what we are doing in Romania.
One of the things we're more familiar with is probably the shoebox appeal. Chris said that it began in Romania. Is it still flourishing there, and what are the challenges of that? Because it's grown into a worldwide thing now. Could you just share a little bit?
It's still working in Romania. We come to the point and we decide to be not involved in this administration of the program. For 20 years we administered the program for Romania, and from this 3,000 shoeboxes who came in December 1990, to this group from Wrexham, which involved Chris also. We came in 2004, we have the larger number, 500,000 of shoeboxes, and we administrate them for the whole country. It was a great, I don't know, if somebody will told us in 90 or 91 or 2, you will get 67 lorries for one Christmas. Now try to imagine, we do the custom clearance for all these 67 lorries. We unload there in our yard, in the yard of Ecce Homo. We hire trucks and load them back and spread them, send them all over the country. And this is supposed to be end before Christmas. Now some of the lorries came in 26 or 27, then we don't, we'll not be able, but still the joy for the children was the same even at the end of December or beginning of January. Now, what mean, initially these shoeboxes shocked the team of from Operation Christmas Child when they visit orphanages, because the children in that time have never ever something personal. Mm-hmm. All the clothes where they wear, they've been collected and washed, and that gave it back. Maybe some of the kids never get the same clothes what they wear 1 week before. The life was terrible. I don't want to go on this. But what we do with these shoeboxes, we spread the gospel. This is what we, everything what end on our hands or go through our hands, this is what we try to do, to bring glory to God and to make him known to the people. Now we go in schools, we go in villages, and we spread the gospel, because what is Christmas about? It's God come on earth, come to us. And we have situations when the principals or the teacher says, no, not in our schools. And say, okay, we go further, we go to another school. We even force the doors, which they close in front of us. We go in a class. The principal in one school said, we are very sorry, but the teacher was not agreed that to do this, because they are will be taken time from their classes. And I said, well, I don't think the kids will be happy about this. And we just go in the classes, because they don't expect to be so abusive. We go in classes and say, sorry to disturb you, Mr. Teacher, but we came to bring some gifts to the children for Christmas. And if you don't agree, then it's fine with us. We'll move to another class. No, You can imagine, no one teacher risked to have all the class against them. And we start to distribute this. And then we have like 5 minutes to present the gospel. God bless us. Then we discover methods. Then in 5 minutes we can share the gospel, because what we tell to the kids, Jesus came to be your friend. And this is a friend who knows everything, see everything. You can't hide from him. But he don't want hunt you to find everything what you do wrong. But he wants to be closest friend of yours. Now, when you go to sleep tonight, you are under your blanket, just talk to him and ask him to be your friend and to come alongside with you. And you will experience what you never experienced before. And this is the gospel. This is what every one of us experienced, probably with a different color, but that's the story. Mm-hmm. And 5 minutes, and then we distribute the shoeboxes. And then we start to do something else. We involve the churches, because the churches in Romania, because of the pressure where they live under in the communist times, the church been very separated one by another. Now we distribute the country in areas, and with every county then invite all the churches, all denominations of churches to come together for a seminary for the shoeboxes. And there come people together. And I remember I've been to one of these seminaries, and one pastor was crying there in the back. And I said, well, are you not feeling well? And he says, I am feeling too well. And I said, okay, tell us. And he says, this is heaven. I said, oh, what mean this? This is heaven. We never, ever in our history of the church, Christian church in Romania, we never come together, Baptists, Pentecostals, even Catholics, or Orthodox, to talk about God and to make a strategy how we can spread the gospel together. And this is how he involved them. Okay, let's come together, because we don't want one church to go to one village, another church to go to the same village, and to start to struggle between them who have more reasons to distribute the shoeboxes. This way we organize quite a strong strategy that these things to can't happen. We want in 3 years' time all the villages, all the schools in Romania to be in a program. Then in 1 year to go, every church to choose where to go, and they start. Well, I don't know exactly, and I'm not ashamed. I'm happy that I don't know exactly how many new churches start in Romania because of the shoeboxes, but many. Mm-hmm. I get a letter from one pastor, and he says, we distribute the shoeboxes under rain, a terrible rain, and we put a tent then to be able to keep the Bible open. And the other people were staying, children and adults, in rain, and we preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. In a village where was no one church, even Orthodox church, no one. And this was in December, and the next year, they go regularly to visit the place and to have meetings with the people who want to know more about God. And the other July, then 1.5 year, they invite me to participate on the official opening of the new church. They have already a building built in a place, because they've been a number large enough of people who become Christians in order to support the cost to build a church in a village. And another, one of the projects which, it's not a very big project, but it's come in light 2 months ago, and I want to share with you. We start to be involved with the people who, with homeless people, with hopeless people, and even us, we don't have hope for them. We come involving other Christian charities to build up 50 homes for the people, for the families who've been living on garbage of the town, right on the top of it. And they try to recycle some of the materials which they collect from this garbage in order to provide the food for the children. And we work with them on these 50 homes, and we try hard to bring the gospel to them. My colleague was pastor and social worker also, because we have the seminary in Oradea, at least they train social workers and pastors. Then they can choose what to be. And he'd been beaten sometime there. He'd been chased sometime there. He'd been robbed sometime there.
And after 7 years, we stopped because he quit the job and he go to be a pastor. And now it's a pastor to a church in the mountains. But in the summer, somebody came to us and says, well, you hear about the movement, the Christian movement in that side. Now there are three colonies, and the one which we start with 50 families is now on 250 families. Now, this summer, they build a church. We build homes for them. They have nothing, but they've been able to sacrifice and to build a church. Today is the celebration of the opening this church there. These people, we still keep contracts because still these 50 homes belong to us, to Ecce Homo. We are the owners. And we make contracts with them to rent them, of course, for nothing, each 6 months. But the conditions on the contract are they have the children of this family is supposed to be in education. The family is supposed to have good enough relations, then they still deserve to stay in these homes. And this kind of conditions we put. We still try to keep them on the right track. Now they have a church. They came to sign the new contracts, and they have a different language. They have a different attitude. It's so easy to know which one is Christian and which is which one is playing like a Christian. And it's not like when we seed, but when God decides to harvest.
Thanks, Livia. It's clear to see that God has broken your heart for the people in Romania. And 25 years, how can we pray for you for the next 25 years, maybe?
Well,
what's the vision for the future?
You cannot pray for me to go to heaven because I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm joking. But it's still a struggle in Romania, and it's a struggle in the church. Don't think that I gave you a picture of the church like a perfect church. It's struggling because that's the fight of the church, and we try harder and harder to involve more and more people in from the church, to involve more and more churches to come outside, because more and more churches start to be back tied together. We accept this in a communist time because of the pressure. And when somebody step in a church and the people look around and says, oh, who can be? Send a small note to the pulpit. Be careful what you will say because it's somebody not between us. Mm. It's between us, not from ours. Now, the church is supposed to be open. The church have years of openings. It's not quite the same now. And it's so easy to slide back on, our own needs in a comfortable life. Oh, we are comfortable to come in a church. Oh, we know each other now. We are open to each other. But what about the others? Because that's the matter. And what was my message, at least last year, or in any church I've been in Romania, was from Peter. What kind of people we ought to be? When we know these times will change. What kind of people we ought to be in the environment where God placed us. Because it's a privilege. I have a great privilege, an incredible privilege, but I cannot compete with you because I think we have exactly the same privilege. Different places, different faces, but we have the same privilege. We have a wonderful God, almighty and all-powerful God, and rich in resources. Then it doesn't mean we have put hand and take the resources. We are struggled to find because it's an interesting verse on Job. If you, I don't know exactly the word. If you scratch the ground, you will get bread, but the gold and the silver are found deeper and deeper. And that's my message. Yeah, we need, and we've been privileged that we have Chipping Camden and not just Chipping Camden, Cornerstone Churches with us. And not just to know, because we don't feel, we don't realize the power, the spiritual power, the protection of God, but the prayer, probably the first results of the prayer is protection. Mm-hmm. And we need God's protection. We need the prayers. And God is almighty. He can protect us, but he waits for us. Mm-hmm. And this is something. It's a stewardship which is incredible, powerful. the prayer which we have it for you. And it's not just prayer, because the relation we have, because sometimes this is what build up us, both sides, when we come to know others who go through different circumstances, but with the same God. Mm-hmm. And also, why not? Thank you for all the support, financial support, what you offer us year after year, which was great, because sometimes, even if the support is not big, which is not the case, sometimes when you know other people are alongside, there is a resource mm-hmm. to go on, right. And a responsibility in the same time.
Okay. We're going to pray. I'm going to ask Chris, Edward, if you're sitting there and you'd like just to come out and pray with us, please feel free, but I'd like us all to stand as we pray, not just for Liviu, but for the work of Ecce Homo and for the land of Romania. So let's pray. If anyone feels led to pray out, if something's been put on your heart, you want to pray, just feel free. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to hear from Liviu, to hear his heart, to feel his heartbeat for those he lives amongst. I want to thank you, Lord, that you broke his heart for the children. I want to thank you, Lord, that you led him out of his business to serve you and to establish Ecce Homo. And for these past 25 years of witness to your love and your care and your grace, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for every life changed. We thank you for every child rescued. We thank you for homes that have been built. We thank you for good news that has been spread. We thank you, Jesus, that you have been at work. And we want to pray a blessing over this man, over the work of Ecce Homo, and a blessing over Romania today. As we stand together as your church, we pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray that you and responded to what you've asked him. Thank you for the compassion that has grown and is still motivating, the compassion of Jesus for those who are in hardships, but too for the churches and your people and your honor in Romania. And we pray for that continued unity and working together, for that continued passion for the name of Jesus, and that ability to respond to the scriptures and be moved by them in word and deed for one another, but also for those who are lost, for those who are desperate, for those who are kind of left on the side. Continue to resource Liviu and the team spiritually, and that is evidenced in practical and physical ways. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. May they not be daunted or overcome by the task at hand. Simply keep their eyes fixed upon you. Lead them in the ways to bring good news and hope and life to individuals, children and elderly people, families. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Liviu. Thank you so much. We're going to remain standing. We're going to sing a couple of songs as we worship some more, and then we're going to hear a little bit.